Hey, I got you a present!
Oh my goodness, where did you hide it?
I got it for your wedding and I ordered it weeks ago and it finally got here!
Phoebes, you didn't have to get us anything for our wedding, you already did so.
I love it, it's huge! Let's open it, open it! It's the Ms. Pac-Man machine!
Oh my god!
I didn't know where to put it, so I just left it here for now.
Oh, well, maybe we can put it in the guest bedroom.
Yeah, okay. I kind of like it here.
But do you really like it?
Are you kidding? I practically spent my entire childhood at the arcade. This is like, oh my god, this is like my second favorite game.
Oh, really? What was your first?
Well, I don't really remember the name of it.
Well, what did it do?
Well, you put a quarter in and, you know, pull some handles and you win like a candy bar or something.
A vending machine?
Hey, don't feel bad for me. I won every time.
I'm so glad you guys are here. I've been dying to tell someone what happened at the paleontology department today.
You think he saw us, or can we still slip out?
Professor Newman, the head of the department, is retiring, so...
They made you head of the department?
No, I get to teach one of his advanced classes. Why didn't I get head of the department?
Oh, hey, wait, listen, yeah. I got a big date coming up. Do you know of a good restaurant?
Paul's Cafe. It's got great food and it's really romantic.
Ooh, great, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, and then afterwards you could take her to the Four Seasons for drinks. Or you go downtown and listen to some jazz. Mm. Or dancing. Oh, take her dancing.
I'm sure there are naming a lot of ways to postpone sex, I'll tell you.
Oh, I miss dating. Getting all dressed up, going to a fancy restaurant. I'm not gonna be able to do that for so long. And it's so much fun. I mean, not that sitting at home worrying about giving birth to a 16-pound baby is not fun.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I take you out?
What? Joey, you don't want to go on a date with a pregnant lady.
Yes, I do. And we're going to go out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to take your mind off of childbirth and C-sections and giant baby heads stretching out.
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
It'll be fun.
All right? All right.
No. Yes!
Oh, would you look at that, Monica? I just knocked off all your top scores. How sad.
Okay, I'm next. No, don't start another game. I said I was next. Phoebe!
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over all the winning.
Chandler, Phoebe's hogging the game.
Who cares? It's a stupid game.
Oh, you only think it's stupid because you suck at it.
I don't suck. It sucks. You suck.
Wait, okay, if this game is going to cause problems between the two of you, then maybe I should just keep it.
No, I love it. It is a great present, but yeah, in fact, why don't you go home and wait for the thank you card?
Why do you want to play this game so badly?
Yeah, it's not like it spits out a Clark bar after every game.
Okay, maybe that's it. Come on, get out of the chair. Come on, out of the chair. Oh, come on.
Joey, could you get that?
No, I'm picking you up for our date. Is it for you?
Oh, lilies. Joey, they're my favorite. Thank you.
And a brownie. Well, half a brownie. Actually, it's just a bag. It was a long walk from the flower shop, and I was starting to feel faint, so...
Oh, man. This is so great. I actually feel like I'm going on a real date. Although I have a hint... of morning sickness, and I'm wearing underwear that goes up to about
There.
Hey, come on. Now, this is a real date. So, nice place you got here. Foosball, huh? Pizza box. Oh, subscription to Playboy. My kind of woman.
Yeah, actually, that's my roommate's.
I would like to meet him. He sounds like a stand-up guy.
Yes, but he's very protective of me, so you better watch yourself.
Ah. Hey, so this roommate of yours, is he good looking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It must be tough to keep your hands off him, huh?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's gay.
No, he's not. No, why are you trying to ruin the game?
Which brings us back, of course, to Greeley's theory of dominance. Okay, that's it for today. Oh, does anyone know where the Freeman building is?
Yeah, it's the new building on Avenue A.
What? That's all the way across town. I'm supposed to teach a graduate seminar there in 10 minutes.
Ooh, dude, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, move it! Hey, I'm the teacher! Hello. Sorry I'm a little late. A lot late. Well, let me start by introducing myself. I'm Professor Gellert. So, to sum up, I'm Professor Gellert. Good job today.
Now, the filet mignon, what comes with that?
There's a side of steamed vegetables.
Mm. Now, instead of the vegetables, is there any way that I could substitute the 3-pound lobster?
You know what? Bring her both. And I'll have the same.
Wow, this is shaping up to be a pretty good date. Oh, I almost forgot. I didn't pay you the rent check.
Hey, whoa. No roommate stuff, okay? We're on a date.
Okay. Wow, so I get to see what Joey Tribbiani is like on a date. So do you have any moves?
No, I'm just myself. And if they don't like me for... I'm sorry, I couldn't even get through that.
I knew it. Come on, tell me your moves.
Okay, I usually start by having a bottle of wine sent to my table from a fan.
Oh, my God. And that works?
Well, it does when you combine it with, this is so embarrassing. I just want to have a normal life.
Oh, you poor little famous man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, how about this one? I was going to wait until the end of the night to kiss you, but you're just so beautiful. I don't think I can.
Oh, my God. Was fantastic. I almost leaned in. I really almost did.
All right. So tell me one of your moves.
All right. So where'd you grow up?
That's your move? Boy, Rach, you're lucky you're hot.
But just answer the question.
Queens.
And so were you close to your parents?
Yeah, with my mom. Yeah, I'm not so much with my dad.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess there's just always been this distance, you know? I mean, we both try to pretend it's not there, but it is.
It's gotta be rough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really tough. You know, sometimes I think, wow! Nice move! Uh-huh. Where'd you grow up? So simple!
Thank you! Wow. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go to the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're watching me walk away.
Yes, I am again. So simple.
Hey. You are not going to believe what I did today.
Well, I clearly wasn't showering or shaving.
I got good. I played this game all day, and now I rule at it. They should change the name of it to Miss Chandler. Although I hope they don't.
Wait a minute. You stayed home all day and played Miss Pac-Man while I went off to work like some kind of chump?
And I got all the top 10 scores. I erased Phoebe off the board. High five!
What is the matter with your hand?
Well, I've been playing it for like 8 hours. It'll loosen up. Come on, check out the scores. Oh, and also look at the initials. They're dirty words.
Chandler, why would you do that?
Because it's awesome.
You think this is clever?
Well, you know, they only give you 3 letters, so after ASS, it is a bit of a challenge.
Hey, wait a minute, this one's not dirty.
Well, it is when you put it together with that one.
Oh. Well, if you don't clear this off, you won't be getting one of those from me. But Ben's coming over here tomorrow to play this game. This can't be there.
Come on, he won't even know what they mean.
Taylor, he's 7. He's not stupid.
Have you talked to him lately?
All right, look, I'm just going to unplug it.
No, 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 no. If you unplug it, I'll have nothing to show for my day. It'll be like I was at work. No! Hey, look at that. Look at that. It's still there. This thing must have some kind of primitive ROM chip in it or something.
Honey, you got to beat your scores.
With the claw.
All right, fine. I'll do it. Just got to get this off the screen. Carol and Susan are still upset that you taught him pull my finger.